Good morning. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. The time of this recording is approximately 08:39 Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to Sound Thoughts, and I'm your host, Olatunde. Reporting to you live from Ludlow, Massachusetts, where the current weather conditions are as follows. We have relatively light winds with unrestricted visibility. Sky condition is few at 6,000. Altimeter setting unknown. Current temperature is 45 degrees Fahrenheit. And our high temperature today is going to be around 63. Guten Abend, Buenos Tardes, whenever and however you're listening. Thank you for tuning into Sound Thoughts, and I hope your thoughts are indeed sound. I hope you're starting this day full of vigor and energy and just overflowing with happiness. Today, I want to discuss with you a not novel question, but a question that I've been parsing out, exploring in depth over the past, I would say, year now is going on. Question may seem somewhat innocuous, but it is, how are you doing? It's the title of my new book, and it's a guide to investigating the human condition. How are you doing? It's a salutation that's given between people who are in an intimate relationship or between those who acknowledge each other's presence and simply want to give a greeting, and that's the one that they most habitually give. How are you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. Okay. How are you doing? I'm fine. How are you doing? Not so great. Wish I had more time to stick around and listen, but I don't. This question is asked, and if you don't have the time to listen to the receiver's response of your question, then is it best to not say anything at all? Silence is a powerful tool. Acknowledging another person, even if you're unsure if the time will be required or needed. Yet, maybe these are things that we should consider before opening our mouths. These are things I'm considering before opening my mouth. This is why you practice. Practice communication. If you're not practicing, then that skill or whatever thing that it is that is done may fall the wayside of attrition due to inactivity or the lack of practice. You know, I mean, it's gradations. It's not just, I don't practice brushing my teeth, so I don't know how to do it. It's not so simple. But the more practice you get at it, or the more time you spend doing something, you find better ways to do it, or you find that this is the best way available to do it right now. So I want to focus my time and efforts on refining another process, another habit that I may have, another portion of my routine. And that leads me to, how are you doing? It's something that I do habitually. It's a question that I ask frequently of multiple people. I, out of habit, and when I really think about it, there's the question that we're asking, that I'm asking, how are you doing? And then the question that I really want to ask. Yet I'm not really thinking about that. It's this initial greeting. I see somebody, how are you doing? I want to check in on you. And maybe some of these things are inherent. It gives you the opportunity to where it's not me just seeking to extract information from you, but just giving you the opportunity to share anything if you want. However, the sender of that message, myself included, of this, how are you doing? The poser of the question, maybe posing as if they care. And I have not always cared. It's like one of those things that you have to get out of the way before you can get to what it is that you really want to be doing. And when you're just like, I don't think that we always have to be doing, which is when I think about how are you doing, that infers, it intimates that you are in fact doing something. And I want to know how are you doing? You know, I see you doing, the perceiver, what are we seeing you doing? Is there nonverbal communication, body language that we picked up on, the person's dress, their a title or something that we attach to this person that leads us to want to ask that? Do we ask people who are obviously in the midst of a pleasant experience, how are you doing? Or is it just, it's hard to even identify these different states in which we ask a person because it is so habitual? It's confusing and sometimes hurts my brain to think about it. And that's when I know that it's getting stronger, right? It doesn't necessarily hurt, but it's a strain. That's a more accurate description, right? My brain is strained at trying to think and comprehend and different possible scenarios absent like an individual and just thinking about it as objectively as possible, right? So I'm not just saying, oh, I have this person in this instance, and this is why they were doing that, because I have or don't have special knowledge about their history or possibilities for the future. And when we encounter a person, ask how they are doing, all of these things play a part. So what is there? It's a good question to ask, right? There's two types of questions. Good questions and bad questions. No, there's one type of question. That's what it's, you know, and then you can, sure, you can, there's different subcategories of questions, right? And so this big, how are you doing? How are you doing? There's the you. How are you doing what? And it's just like, who are you? What's at the depths of your soul and your spirit and your mind? Can you just sum that up for me as we're passing each other in the hall or this brief conversation on the way up to the 12th floor or whatever floor you're getting off on? These are some things to think about, and I will discuss this topic ad nauseum. I don't know, ad nauseum, is that the appropriate word? At length, I will provide a most beneficial explorative written piece of work about this topic. That's my aim. That's my goal. Oh, I got all these different words, and this is what's going on in me, and I think the world in general, and I hope this helps you. That's the goal. So I'm writing this book. It's in the works. I've had the prologue. I'm still fleshing out how exactly it's going to be formatted. So I will continue. I will begin again, renew my efforts at podcasting and practicing speaking, and in the hopes that I can balance this verbal output with my written output. I really like talking. I used to hate the sound of my own voice. Now it's just like sweet music. Yeah, that's me. That's how I perceive myself, and I don't know how else to be. How are you doing, Ola, today? I am. Take care. Talk to you next time.